This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This week, I'm in conversation with Robert Jones Jr., author of The Prophets, his New York Times best-selling debut novel about the forbidden union between two enslaved young men. Here, Robert reads an excerpt from The Prophets entitled New Covenant.
You know who we are now, so now you know who you are. We are seven, and we do not absolve ourselves of blame. So you must not absolve yourself of it either, blameless though you think you are. Listen, Eid, we are calling for a witness, eh? We are only telling you what we know. You have to be willing to come forth when the hands are open widest. Why do you think we are in this clearing instead of that one? We heard you sing, "Come see about us, Lord," and that is not your song. That is why you try to make home a paradise, instead of a place where life can take root. Yes, well, home is not frozen. It is not some insect trapped in amber. Neither is it soft like clay for you to mold to whatever shape suits you. It is bigger than you. Do you understand? Home is the beginning of every possibility, and here you are trying to ruin it with your limitations. There are mountains here, too. Do not look away. This is not who you were supposed to be. You disrespect artisans. You throw stones at guardians of the gates. You ravage the spirit too grand for the body. You imagine your own rituals savage. You forget the circle. Living so far from the existence you were snatched from? A half-truth. Also given over to? Becoming ever more like your captors? You cannot even look your lover in the eye. This is the mark you leave upon each other. Separation. Well, let us gather you. Come, let us gather you all. Where you are, it used to have a name. They found the name and hung it from trees. Someone should call this place by its real name. Oh, ordinary. How fine and ordinary. Hear us. There is a darkness that moves. It is the beginning of all things and the end of all things. It is eternal, drawing with such great force that even light bends to its whims. It is hands covered in oil, wiping lines across faces, pulled outward, spread like fingers, and waiting for the dawn. It is cosmos dangling at the ends of braids, children dancing 1,000 night times, elders dressed in blue garments, giddy to be submerged in new waters and to shed old skins. This to the unseen, this to the unheard, this to the periphery people swimming between the glint of light and the bend of shadow, in the midnight, in the sanctity of caves, in the private moments between lovers who have, for the first time, touched each other's faces. The waves crashing against the shore? That is a language too. The horrible secret, children, is this. It is not you who are chained. Remember this, for it is the key to tongue speak. But memory is not enough. We are complete. We are all by ourselves complete. Do not look away. There is a child now wandering in unknown woods. Inside him, there is a wound which you place there that may or may not blossom. It may be uprooted, or it may be visited upon you, a kind of return, the way things often return to the hands that unleashed them. The others, they are here with us, guarding the gates as always, pleased that a piece of them is still with you. Would you like to feel it? Close your eyes. See. The shape of suffering is not jagged. It is not bumpy. It is not flat. It is not even sharp. It is round as eyes and smooth as skin. It fits perfectly in the crook of the tongue and falls from the lips like a seeing stone. Leave it where it lies. Do not worry. Hips will sway, heads will spin, arms will swing, oh, our bloodlings, beds will rock, and it will be as close to good as our natures allow. You will walk upright in your mother's house. You are trembling. Do not be ashamed. Tremble freely, but do not sleep. And do not look away. There is a sound when darkness withers. It is a whimper, much like a slumbering baby's, but gentler, quieter, softer in its own way, and much more tragic because, unlike a baby's, it will always go unheard. Like the last thing they said to us. Love. That is the living word, but you refused it, spat on it when it was shown, gave it the wrong cheek to kiss. No different from the field you became, you are changed. It is difficult to withstand the touch of a people who only bring their hands together to sow suffering, who treat the menace that they create like it is not their creation. It is difficult to be among these trees that have been complicit in the destruction of so many people. Every leaf, every crack in the bark, every drop of sap, every twisted root, guilty. But don't they stand anyway? Tall and thick in denial, blocking out the sky? Blessed be the ones who gaze upon the night, and holy are the ones who remember. And memory is not enough. Kosai, to know from beneath. That is a story only a prophet can tell. But with the world being what it is, and the world being what it forever will be, never without a grieving heart. Ashe, here is the fire now. Dancing, destroying, but honestly, only wanting to be sung to, softly, sweetly. It is a dying flame, shrinking, flickering, waiting to be extinguished, finally, by a lullaby. But there are no singers left, for the noose has already been hung, the bond has already been broken, the scene has already been foresaw. The then is arriving now. And nothing in creation able to stop the coming. Nothing except you.
Robert Jones Jr. is the author of the New York Times bestselling novel, The Prophets, which has been longlisted for the 2021 National Book Award for Fiction. He is the creator and curator of the social justice social media community, Son of Baldwin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.